I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving our jobs, saving our community. I'd like for you to join us in this mission of building strong businesses in the community so we can put our people to work. Now, we do this mission by concentrating on business development, job creation, and service. And by doing that, we are able to empower ourselves, empower our community, and stop walking around here moaning and groaning with our hands out like we can't do this ourselves. Why in the heck you want to give all this power to somebody else to do what we can do? We have $1 trillion plus in spending power. We have the mental capacity, the social capacity, the spiritual capacity, every kind of capacity known to man. Let's not give up this power. Let's use this power, and let's move our economic empowerment down the road. I am Robert Gatewood. I'm the host of this show. I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m., and I'm bringing you the good marketing gospel. I'm going to repeat this. I'm going to repeat it till I'm blue in the face. Well, I'm already a little blue, but I'm bluer. We have the economic power if we will only use it. Let me repeat that. You don't have to go ask somebody for permission, no matter what you've been led to believe. We hold the power. And my goal through business development is to build businesses in our community so that we can hire our people, put our people to work, and build an economic foundation that heretofore seems to be lacking. Now, of course, we have aberrations where we have an Oprah pops up here or a Russell Simmons pops up there and this person and that person. But until we get down here in the grassroots for the people who are hiring our young people on a day-to-day basis, we're not really making the kind of substantive progress that we need. So that's why I started the Marketing Pulpit, so we can get down here in the trenches. And all these folks that have started businesses, and there are quite a few. The problem was that these businesses were not succeeding. They were failing at an alarming rate. So most of the cases were involved around not having an understanding of how marketing works. And therein lies the name Marketing Pulpit. And, of course, the pulpit part came from a pop who was a Baptist minister. And people say I have a lot of his characteristics when it comes to talking and getting up in front of a crowd. So I put Boring Marketing and Pulpit together, and voila, we have this show every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I also have a dynamite crew that comes in with me and helps me spread this word, and they are just as passionate. I don't just go out here and pick people off the street. These are people who are smart. They're erudite. They understand marketing. They understand the whole process. And they're just as passionate as I am. And the day they decide not to be passionate, then we're going to have to sit down and talk. Lady Sam, welcome to the mic.
Yes, I'm here. I'm so excited to be here. I haven't been in the booth in like a few weeks.
Yeah, where you been?
Good, great.
You had some things going on with your son last Friday.
My son, yes. I got all that stuff straightened out with his hand. He's fine. You know, he just had a little this, but he'll be fine. So, and then I've just been really kind of working. And it's so interesting because my life is like, you know how you say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this, and it's in the back of your brain, and people have been telling me, you should do this more, you should do that more. But people are always telling me, you should get into more sports because I'm so heavily in the sports world, and you know I've been covering the Wizards. Mm-hmm. But so many more opportunities have kind of opened up for me in the sports industry, and I'm just kind of like, you know, I ignored people for so long. No, I want to be a news journalist. You know, for so long, and it's like I put off the inevitable, and now it just seems like, you know, I just got called to do a show in Maryland to be a sports host on that show, to co-host it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of moving along career as a, you know, as my new sports journalism, you know, and I got somebody who's kind of representing me now. So, you know, just kind of moving in the right direction.
But, you know, Lena, a big part of success is finding your lane. We go through life sometimes just trying things. We try this for a moment. We try something else for a moment. And you're not getting the traction. But when you get in that lane that you belong in, I call it your raison d'etre, your reason for being. Once you find it, and it's not obvious. You're not born and somebody say, hey, you know what? You're going to be a scientist. You're going to be a sportscaster. You're going to be a radio guy. You're going to be a marketing guy. It takes a little while to get out here and try a few things, fail at a few things, do a few things that, hey, that's not me. I don't like this. Then you mess around and land on it, and boy, the stars start twinkling, birds start singing, the clouds part.
Right, exactly. And it's like I've always been in the broadcasting lane, but I think I was trying to fit into something that wasn't quite, you know what I'm saying? Like I had more personality and more energy, and I think it really took away from me as a news journalist, but maybe enhanced me on another level. But, you know, I still have my fitness business. I'm still a health and wellness professional, so I'm not letting that go. I'm just saying it's just kind of interesting how I just kind of, you know, I don't know. Maybe the health and wellness and the fitness just kind of have come together. And yeah, it's like the stars just kind of lined up. So I'm real excited about it. And, you know, I'm here.
Amen.
Happy to be here with you as well. I'll be at the Wizards game tonight, too, covering it. So if you see me, just come and say hi.
All right. Also, somebody else who knows her lane and the entrepreneur accountant, Miss Felicity. Good morning, Felicity.
Good morning, Robert. Thank you for having me once again.
Hey, always a pleasure, man. I tell you, when we're in this, we got a crew here today that's, whenever I bring in Felicity, just know, folks, accounting and numbers are on my mind. And for good reason, because Felicity, besides being a strong business person and somebody who's passionate about her community, she's also a very, very powerful force in the business community when it comes to accounting and finances. So, Felicity, I'd like to welcome you. I know you're going to have something for us later on. Last time you gave us those tips. What you gave us last time?
You always cracking up when I said go ahead and get an exchange student. So, to claim as a dependent.
But, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You gave us those tax myths on the last time you're here. You got anything cooking for us today?
Yes, I do, Robert. I'm actually going to discuss briefly about the tax refund delays, Maryland initiatives to prevent fraud, tax fraud, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I have some great store stuff in store for everyone.
And Felicity is with us the third Friday of every month. She's one of our guest expert hosts, and we're always glad to have her on the mic. This is Black History Month, by the way, and we're doing everything we can to encourage people to support people in your community, go out and kind of recycle this $1 trillion economy we have. When I say support the community, support the people that support us as well, whether they're black or not. If they're hiring us, if they're training us, if they're doing business with us, they're a part of our community and we have to support them. And I got this thing on the internet the other day. I'm not one of these guys that always forwarding. You ever meet these folks, they always sending you something about 20 times a day?
Yes.
And you're saying to yourself, that's why you have to block them. Well, I'm not one of those people, but I did get one this week where I was about to hit the delete button. I thought, oh boy, here's another one of those things. But this one I had to hang on to. And it goes simply like this. Support your friends. Don't ask for free stuff. Pay for it. Go to their shows. Be the first to buy their products and promote their ideas. Heaven knows we need more of that. Now, how many times, and you people out here in the business community understand what I'm saying. You start your business, and the first thing that happens, somebody comes in the door and says, give me the friend hookup or give me the family hookup. Now, you're already struggling. You spent all your money trying to get this business off the ground in the first place. You say, please let this work. Please. At least I have my family and friends that's going to support me. And here they walking in the door and say, hey, you know, what's up, cousin Fred? What kind of hookup can you got from a friend or a family?
Well, let me tell you, for years my sister used to say, and this was funny, she would say this to us whenever we wanted our hair done. And my sister has owned a hair salon in DuPont Circle for years. So she would say to us, and we were like, God, don't you have enough money? But she would say, listen, you must make at least a donation to my child's education. But then her child goes to college for free. He's on a full 40. So now we're looking at her like, okay, what's going to be your new
need? You got to pay for the books and
well, that's what she has now said, but she still says, at least make a donation to the cause. That's really basically what her line is.
However,
I think it's
put
pretty
it.
Good, though.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But however you phrase philosophy, don't you? I mean, I'm sure you encountered this.
Yeah, you guys are going to crack up laughing. So while my printer guy, I had went in his office about a month ago. He was like, well, I started telling people that I have to buy diapers. So you do not give out
diapers.
Discounts. Yes. As soon as he say that, he said people be like, okay, I got to pay. So
that's probably a good one. Does he have young children?
Yes, he does.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Well, folks, call us and give us your story on how you get around the friends and family hookup. How do you convince people that you are in business to make a living? You're not doing this as a hobby to get out of the house. I have my family. I have a big family. Now, if I gave all my family hookups, I wouldn't be in. Man, it's like 20 of us. That'd be all. I'd be working all day just to give my family free services. So my family, they got the bell went off somewhere along the way. They said, Robert is actually doing this as a business. Now, one thing that happens when you give people this friends and family hookup, you don't really give them the same level of service. I mean, can I get an amen on
yes.
that?
Yes, that's yes. very true.
You know darn it's well you're not going to give them the same, because you're going to hurry it through. You go, well, it's free anyway, so they can't complain. But when you pay that family member for that service, they're going to expect the same level of service, and you are going to be obligated to deliver it. So anyway, to make a long story short, folks.
Sometimes it's better just to go ahead and pay for it. Because sometimes it just comes with so many layers of like, I couldn't get to it today.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Get to it tomorrow.
That's right.
Oh, I'm still working on something else, but I'm going to get to it. You see what I'm saying?
But once you pay that person, they can't do that anymore.
Exactly.
They have to realize that you are a customer just like everybody else. So I don't want to hear that I'm going to get to it later on because. So anyway, that's our. I just thought I'd throw it out here today. My number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you have a friends and family hookup story, give us a call. 1-800-450-7876. And how do you get around it? What's your way of letting people know that, look, I am in this for real. This is not a hobby for me. I have to pay bills. I got to get this kid through school. I got employees to pay, got rent to pay, and all that good stuff. We're going to talk about some of the happenings. We have the first Friday, of course, coming on March 4th. March 4th, we're going to have the first Friday. We're going to have another one, like the last one we had, the Patty Pie Party. I'm not sure I'm going to have Patty Pie again, but I don't know. That was such a popular. Can I do Patty Pie twice, back
really?
To back?
Were the pies good?
Oh, Patty Pie shocked me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm expecting this store-bought pie, the cardboard, no taste. I was shocked. We brought four pies. I knew I was going to have at least one left. Those pies were gone by halftime.
Let me just say something. Whenever somebody says, you know, I'm going to call my business Patty Pie, period.
You know it's good, right?
There's not like a whole bunch of in-between patties, whatever. It's just Patty's pie.
Yeah,
just know I better try some of that pie.
Amen. Now, here's a big one also. BLE, one of our sponsors, you've heard us mention the name BLE for the last 6 years because they've been a big supporter of the show. They are having their grand opening of their new location at the National Harbor on next Saturday, February 27. They are opening a new location at National Harbor. They are living the dream of how we talk about how you need to build strong businesses and put people to work. They are the personification of that, and we're going to talk about that a little later.
Where's the building going to be? Do you know?
It's over 6710 in Oxon Hill. I'll give you the location when we come back. We're also going to have What's the Word with Elena 7, Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. It's WOL Traffic and Weather Report brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Everything's open now on the outer loop of the Beltway at Connecticut Avenue, where we had the overturned tractor trailer all morning. Everything's open. The leftover activity on the shoulder. Still very slow, but at least you can get by now. Both sides of the Beltway now, everything is open at the scene of that. Very serious accident early this morning. Inner loop accident after 450 before Route 50 in Prince George's County is just cleared away now, but it's still slow from Route 1 in College Park to get past it. Accident on Michigan Avenue at Harewood Road. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Now, your WOL weather forecast for today. Becoming mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, a few clouds down to 35. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun once again, but milder tomorrow, a high near 63 degrees. Steve Hirschhorn for News Talk 1450 WOL, where information is power.
I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit. We're celebrating Black History Month. If you have a story on how to get your friends and family to pay up, and that you can't give them the family and friends hookup, Lena Seven said her sister was saying she got a kid to put through college. That's a pretty good
one.
That
right, but then I hit her, well, let's make a donation to each other's.
That's right.
I got her back.
If it was just tuning in, this is the Marketing Pulpit, and if you're a new listener, welcome to the show. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. We have in the studio Lena Seven.
Yes, right.
And Ms. Felicity, the entrepreneur accountant. We were talking about the upcoming grand opening of BLE Executive Suites. Their main location is over in Oxon Hill, in Largo, Maryland. And if you have like, let's say you have an office. Let's say you have a business. And by the way, we're going to talk about later in the show, location, location, location. So this is very timely. Location, location, or location. Three places you must plant your business flag. BLE is a good example of location. Let's say you have a business you just started and you are working from home and you have a meeting and you say, okay, now I need to meet somebody somewhere. Are you going to bring every stranger that calls your phone into your home? I think not. So the alternatives are, you say, let's meet up at the McDonald's or the Tasty Freeze or the Panera Bread.
Or the coffee place.
And I'm not knocking that. But by the third or fourth meeting, people start to get a little concerned. They say, wait a minute, is this person a real legitimate business? I say you can meet at that coffee place every now and then, at that McDonald's, at that Panera Bread. But at some point, I'm just telling you how people are now. This may not be everybody, but I'm just telling you how I am. Depending on your type of business, I want to see that you have some stability, some staying power, that you are legit. Now, if you're a handyman, I don't expect to go into a conference room with mahogany floors and a big glass table. But if you are a professional, like an attorney, like a CPA, like a therapist, I need to see that you are established. Now, how do you do that without that big expense? You find a company like BLE. They can provide you an office by the day, by the hour, by the week, by the month, or by the year. And they have been supporting this show since the beginning. Now, they're about to open their new location over in National Harbor. And I'm going to invite everybody to come out. So I want you to make a note of this. We're going to put it on the website, but I want you to make a note of this. On February 27, the location is 6710 Oxon Hill Road, Suite 210, and that's in National Harbor, Maryland. It's going to be from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and that's on a Saturday. Now, what else can you be doing at 1 o'clock on a Saturday? Like, go out there, get you some free food, meet some nice people, and I am going to be there. I'm going to take the mic and then do a little emceeing and welcome everybody. So come on out. That's Saturday the 27th at over in National Harbor at 6710 Oxon Hill Road. You can also go to blasuites.com and get more information or give them a call at 301-322-1700. That's our good friend, Miss Bernadette Clay. She's been a great supporter of the show, and that is one lady who's actually doing it. That's why I like to surround myself. We're also going to talk about networking. Those are two things I'm going to talk about today. Talking about location, location, location. Also networking. I can't say enough about how my business has grown by affiliating with the right people. Right here in this booth is a good example of Elena Seven and Felicity. This is networking at its greatest. You meet people, you find out you have things in common, you put your heads together, then you partner and you move forward and everybody wins and everybody grows. But to do that, you have to make the connection first. And that's why I'm so big on networking. All right, the number is 1-800-450-7876. If you want to call in, talk to our guests, or chime in on any of the topics today, just give us a call. 1-800-450-7876. Going to get to what the word, what's the word for Lena 7? Lena 7, what you got today?
Jesse Owens.
Uh-oh. Mm.
That's not really the word that I'm going to talk about. You know, I got my health and fitness coming up. But let me just say, that movie drops this weekend. If you get a chance, you should go out and see it. You got to support this movie.
Okay.
This is probably one of the greatest athletes ever. He won 4 gold medals, you know, and a lot of his story is just real, real interesting. I mean, he's from a sharecropping family, as well as, you know, he's grandson to some slaves. You know, the story just goes on and mm-hmm. on. This guy, you know, didn't even really go to school for a little while, then went to school. He was a sharecropper helping his family.
What?
And then went to school, like, you know, 7 years old. But he was out there sharecropping, trying to, you know, help support his family. I mean, just an incredible story. Do you know FDR refused to meet him after he won 4 gold medals for the United States?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Yes. This Jesse Owens is an incredible story. If you get a chance, you should go out and see it. You know, it just talks about his life and the contributions he made to our society, and how society back during his day just kind of rejected him. So really got to go out and support this movie and educate yourself about his life and what his contributions are to the athletic world. One of the greatest athletes. I mean, one of his records didn't get broken until like 25, 30 years after he won those gold medals. So
wow, that's amazing. Hey, speaking of athletics, I have a Nerf ball question.
Okay.
And it's going to center. We're going to keep the athletics theme going on.
Okay.
The little Smurfs Nerfs over here got their
yes.
athletic clothes on, their tights, their sweats.
Uh-oh.
They're ready to work it out.
What's the question?
All right, here's the question. The first person calls in gets a copy of the book, Played in Full. That's my own book about the marketing exploitation of Black America. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. This is a multiple choice question.
Oh.
Who was the first African-American Major League Baseball player?
I'm out.
Don't.
All right.
You're doing multiple choice on that one?
I'm going to give you some choices.
That's too easy.
All right. Was it Ernie Banks? Was it Satchel Paige? Was it Larry Doby? Was it Jackie Robinson? First person calls in, we have a copy of the book Played in Full. And that book talks about how African Americans have been exploited by so many sacred institutions. And it's written by yours truly. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876.
The phone's going to light up on this one.
We have a Nerf ball question on the table. Who was the first African American Major League Baseball player? The number is 1-800-450-7876.
Are the phones lighting up, Robert?
Somebody over there.
I think so. Should I get to the word, or should we wait?
Well, we're going to go ahead and start. We'll break in if we have to, but I'm sure somebody's going to call in.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll get to the word. Now, the word is, this is going to be interesting because most of us have this habit,
mm-hmm.
okay, and that is what? That we eat too much bread.
Hey.
Right?
Hey, wait a minute.
I mean, do we love bread or what?
If you're from the South, we have bread in our bottle. That's how... We live on bread. Are you kidding?
Let me tell you, it's true though. It's very true because my mom used to tell me all the time, put some oatmeal in their milk. When I had twins and I couldn't sleep.
Oh my God.
I'm like, she's like, well, you got to put one down, so put some oatmeal. Anyway, these are called white carbs.
Okay.
Okay, and white carbs are really doing a lot of harm to us. Okay, and so what we have to do is learn that, yes, do we have an addiction? Yes, we all do, me including. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm not saying I'm above this because I'm not. I struggle with this every single day. And it's a chemical that white carbs has in it that is so addictive to us, okay?
Oh.
And it feeds into the dopamine. It produces dopamine and a hormone and a neurotransmitter that affects the brain's pleasure and reward centers. Okay. So, and it makes you want to keep wanting it more and more, you know, so it's not like you can just put it down. It really feeds into that. So we have to learn that about white carbs. So, okay, and we got to control the white carbs. We have to control carbs in general, but really the white carbs do a lot more harm to our system than maybe like a whole grain. And that's why we must try to eat more whole grain breads than white breads, because A, that's keeping us fat. That's going to keep much more weight around our waist.
Well, let me ask you this. Like, I like garlic bread. I like some good old spaghetti and some garlic bread.
I mean, the
spaghetti and the garlic bread both white carbs?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It is. The spaghetti is too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's like eating carb on top of carb on top of carb on top of carb. First of all, get rid of the garlic bread. If you can, or just know, okay, I'm going to eat some garlic bread, but I'm not going to eat it for the next 6 months. I wouldn't eat that unless it's like one. I mean, it's loaded with like 4 different types of cheese. I mean, it's just so harmful. I don't give my kids garlic bread all the time. I give it to them like maybe a couple times a year. I just don't get. They're like, where's the garlic bread?
I want you to hold that thought.
But it's a good discussion.
While
we
I
need
put
to
down my
about.
Piece of garlic bread here.
I'm going to give you some ideas.
We have a caller on the phone.
And place them.
Abby says she has the answer to our question.
Okay.
Now, I tried to make it.
I tuned in a little late, but I want to know about your question. And I think I tuned in when you all were talking. First of all, morning to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Enjoy your show and always enjoy WOLAM.com.
Thank you very much, Abby.
And everything. And I think I tuned in when she was talking about the whole wheat bread, and she also was talking about Jesse Owens.
Okay.
And I was just going to put an input in about Wilma Rudolph. I had a pleasure meeting her in person.
Oh, okay.
Before she passed away. I think she passed away. Did she pass away like in the 90s, I think?
Right. And inform the audience of what Wilma Rudolph was famous for.
She's a big track star.
Big track star. That's exactly
right. I think she had polio, which was very, well, she had polio. It was inspiration that she overcame that.
Wow. And you had the pleasure of meeting her?
Yeah, I had a pleasure of meeting there. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and my cousins, well, they're all grown now, and they graduated from college, they live in Texas, but I had a pleasure of meeting them when they were in a track club.
Hey, Alma.
Real nice track
Abby,
club.
Abby, uh-huh. Do this. Hang on a second. We have to take a break. I want to finish hearing your story, and we'll come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, folks, you listen to The Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. We have a Nerf ball question on the table. Who was the first African-American professional baseball star? 1-800-450-7876. We'll be right back after the break.
For God's sake, 1450 WOL.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For over 105 years, the historic Piney Woods School has specialized in equipping the heads, heart, and hands of economically disadvantaged students from around the world with first-class education. 100% of its graduating seniors go on to enroll in college or vocational school. However, the Piney Woods School needs your help to continue training young minds for another 105 years. We ask for your support to help sow into Piney Woods' mission of developing the minds of our future. So log on to pineywoods.org. Again, that's pineywoods.org to find out more about Piney Woods School and how you can give from your heart. This is Isaac Kareem.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, celebrating 35 years of service to the community, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I have in the studio Lena 7.
Yes, right here.
Last of day.
Hey.
We're rocking and rolling over here. We're also, our other partner, William Maxwell, is off today. He'll be back next week. I want to give a shout out to him. We have Abby on the phone, was telling us about her encounter with Wilma Rudolph. Abby, welcome back to the stage.
Yes, I'm here. I was talking about Wilma Rudolph. I was talking about my cousins back in the day where they ran track.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran for, back here in St. Louis, was called the Royal Knights Track
mm-hmm.
Club.
Okay.
And Mr. Carr was the coach. He has since passed away. And he used to have, well, you know how you have banquets for track club,
mm-hmm.
basketball, football, you know, you have your banquets for awards and everything. And
right.
At that particular time, she was a guest there at the banquet. And she was kind of like a tall lady then, but she had such a warm heart towards our people and towards the children there.
Wow.
And so we had a chance, my cousin had a chance to give her a hug.
Oh.
I gave her a hug and everything like that. And that's just some memories. And I would say that, too, being the track club that they were in, you know, there are some really dedicated people out there. We listen to your show a lot with other shows on WOL.
Well, thank you.
And people always want to try to call in, you know. I don't know if it's misinformation or negativism, but there are some really good, hardworking people out there that does make a difference. I just wanted to say that.
Well, amen.
Wherever you are.
Abby, I want to thank you for calling. I want to thank you for being a...
And you have a blessed day. And what was that first baseball player?
Well,
I'll hang up and listen to it.
I'm going
to
leave it out there.
Make it a great day.
Okay, thank
you all there.
Thanks, Abby.
Okay.
All right. Abby's a loyal listener, as so many people. I'm telling you guys, I'm shocked. I know when I first started this show, Alonzo, our engineer, first thing he told me, he said, people are listening. He said, they don't always call in, but people out there listening. I find that to be more true every day. I'm in the elevator. I could be talking to somebody, and the person, I'm not even talking to them. They said, I know that voice. Are you the guy on the marketing? I can't walk down the hall now. I can't go into a store. And somebody says, hey, that's the marketing pulpit guy. It shows that people are listening. And yep. People like Abby, I want to say thank you for making this show a success, for carrying us into 6 years now. And we plan to be around for a long, long time because we feel this message is very needed for our community. And thank you for your continued support. And we still have the question on the table. What is the first African-American Major League Baseball player? The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Lena 7 was
yes.
giving us the word. Lena 7?
Yes, talking about white flour, white rice. Stuff we just have to push back from a little bit. Or when you're in restaurants. Like,
hey,
I just went to...
I saw this expression on Felicity's face over there. Like you had talked about her mama when you said white rice.
Look, I was thinking about, one, I'm half Nigerian, so we eat white rice. Two, I just had a major Wegmans sandwich last night. You must have been a fly on a wall because bread was so thick.
Oh,
now I'm like,
no.
Okay, all righty.
Oh, no. Yes, we are...
We're just the Holy Grail over there.
Oh my goodness!
Flour.
We are just kind of
I'm sweating,
contributing.
Robert.
We are contributing to
Calm
our
down.
Own.
Well, hopefully, for last day, she's going to give us some advice so that we don't have to cut it out completely.
Yeah, no, please. You don't have to cut it out completely, but you got to do some things. Like the other day, I went to Cheesecake Factory. I had lunch. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's called miso salmon.
Okay.
And they said white or brown.
Right.
I said brown. Okay, that's it. And it was wonderful. And I did not miss the white rice.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is try to do in place of at times. I'm going to give you some more things, but just know that white, that pretzels, chips, all of that stuff is just toxic for your body. So you just know that even though you may choose to eat some of that at times, just don't eat too much of it and don't eat it too often. That's it.
All
not
right.
too much and not too often, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's one. And then know that, you know, sometimes give yourself 28 days to detox from this stuff. Can
oh,
you
no.
do that?
After one?
No. I mean, because what you're going to notice
Wait,
is you're going to have
days
more.
Days
and
28, Robert.
28 days.
28 days.
Just
can't you
one
do
slice
that?
Of bread? Like, oh
no,
God.
No, no. White stuff. White flour.
So I can still eat
white
some
rice.
Wheat bread.
Yes, you can eat white bread.
Okay.
I mean, you can eat a whole grain bread.
Okay.
Go out and buy yourself some whole grain bread. even sometimes I'm a sugar person. Sometimes I like gummy bear.
Can I take a piece of wheat bread and make me a white bread sandwich? Put
no.
Put the white bread in the middle.
No. Whole grain. I said it.
What about
I said it loud. I said it loud. I said it proud. Okay. Whole grain. If you want. Now, let me tell you. Sometimes I'll go to Whole Foods and buy like some snacks or some candy or something because I know that their stuff is going to have a lot less sugar in it than what is going to be at the store. And that's usually what I do. So the next thing, okay, so basically turn your white into brown. Whole Foods okay. will keep you full longer. They're going to stabilize your blood sugar, and they're loaded with fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, okay? Mm-hmm. So a diet rich in whole grains has been tied to lower rates of chronic diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and obesity, okay? Here are, restock your pantry with this philosophy, right? Quinoa. You guys know what that is. Mm-hmm. That looks like the brown rice, right? Oatmeal,
okay.
Whole wheat bread or whole grain, okay. Brown rice, and whole grain pasta.
All right.
Robert, whole grain pasta, okay? And then detox with fat. Start kicking the habit by booting all the carbs off your shelves, okay? Now, I'm not saying to get rid of everything. I know that's pretty hard, but I'm just saying fill up on healthy fats and don't worry about your calorie intake, okay? So simple carbs, that's what you want. Fats satiating, which will help diminish hunger pains and keep you from overeating, okay? So in addition to foods, none of the food servings should have more than 4 grams of sugar. Olive oil, nuts, avocado, fatty fish such as salmon, and flax seeds, okay? And just to give you a rule of thumb, fats should be no more than your thumb.
Oh, my God.
Your thumb. That's right. Olive oil. Thumb.
All right.
That should be your test right there. Okay. Fruits and veggies. Handful of that. Okay. And then pick one day out of the week where you're just going to cheat. Just eat your breads, your pasta, whatever, pizza, whatever. But eating your favorite carb with fiber will also help metabolize sugar and keep your weight down. Okay. So top your pizza or pasta. What did I say last week? Top it with what, Robert? Were you listening?
Vegetables.
Vegetables, right?
And like or chicken.
Right. And then also focus on what? Portion control, right? So lots of vegetables on your pizza. Keep your bread thin. I said that last week, right? Keep your bread thin if you need to. Lots of it. Cut down on that meat, on that pizza. Just don't do all that. And then know that your protein should be a palm. A palm, that means your meat, your poultry, your fish. That should be a palm, right? And then your fat should be the thumb size. And then veggies and stuff should, you know, have as much as you want. So that's it on the, okay? All right. So just replace the whites with whole grain or whole wheat. And then over a period of a year, you might be saving yourself 10 pounds right there. If you cut back little by little, I'm not saying to cut back everything, but little by little over the course of a year, you will, you know what I'm saying? And then if you have thick bread like Velocity had, take half of that bread off. You don't need all that.
Okay. All right.
Eat just one half of it with the meat and the tomatoes and the lettuce and all that stuff. Just don't do two full big. Yeah, that's unnecessary.
All right, Lena Salmon, okay? Thank you very much. I will govern myself accordingly. And all of you all are listening, put down that big old piece of white bread and get out here and put some vegetables on it or go whole grain. All right, thank you, Lena Salmon. She brings us the word every Friday on the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. We got quite a few people who must think they have the answer to our question.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to ask the first caller on the line, and if she knocks it out, we have Bernadette. Bernadette, welcome to the show.
I'm here.
Bernadette, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Have you been listening to our show before today?
You know, today was the first day. Usually, after Tom, I just go back to another station. But thank you for being there.
You better hang around here.
I appreciate that.
All right, we bring it.
And I appreciate the information on the wheat bread. I think you're right. It is something in the bread because I feel like I got to have a slice before I go to bed.
Tell me about it. There you go.
White flour gets you time.
We about to hang Lena Salmon up over here talking about eating some bread. What you talking about?
Whole grain.
I'm gonna ask one question.
Yes.
How about honey wheat?
How about what?
Honey wheat.
Honey wheat bread?
Oh, well, you got to check the sugar content on that. I would go whole grain.
Whole grain. So honey
whole
wheat is kind of cheating, ain't it?
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of cheating. But you know what? I still would prefer honey wheat over white.
All right.
Okay? If you got to do that. But overall, go with whole grain.
Hey, Mae Bernadette, okay. Were you calling to just talk about the bread, or are you calling in without a question?
I called to give you, I think I have the answer.
All right, let's try that.
It's at your page.
See that trick? It is not Satchel Paige, I'm afraid. I tell you what, though, but thanks again. Thanks, Bernadette. I tell you what, though.
I'll be on the line until the right answer comes up.
You do that, and I tell you what, I want you to listen every Friday, and just because Tom Joyner goes off at 10 o'clock, you got Nation Boy comes on after him, then we come on after that. So just hang, just leave your dial on WOL, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right,
Bye-bye.
Bernadette, thanks a lot. Bernadette said Satchel Paige. I think that was kind of. That was one old trick. Kind of yes. Confuse people, distract them. We have another caller on the line. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Hi, I didn't want to hang up, but I too was going to say Satchel Paige.
You were going to say Satchel Paige too?
I know he was in the Negro League at that time, and I didn't know whether they would consider that as a major league.
Well, see, that was the trick.
That's a trick question.
That was a trick. It was the first one in the,
Major League.
It was the first African American in the major baseball league.
And yeah. That's what threw me.
All right, I'll tell you.
I'll listen for the answer.
All right, Dan. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, Ellen. All right, folks. We had Ellen and we had Bernadette call in with the answer. That was a little trick there, so we didn't make it easy for you. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Lincoln 7 got me scared to eat this big old sandwich I got here in the car. That thing, so the bread just oozing out of the wrapper so much. And then I was going to have like a piece of pie, which is all crust. And
just do me a favor. Just do this then. What? Put all that food by your stomach and just say, okay, it'll just grow. Just put it right by your abs.
Stick it right there. That did it.
Stick it. Put both pieces of bread on each side of your abs.
Because I'm going to tell you.
And then see if you can tighten up your belt.
For a small guy, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. For a small guy, I must admit, my tummy is not as flat as it should be. And so she just talked me. I may never eat white bread again in my life.
I'm done.
All right, folks, we're going to get to Velocity, the entrepreneur accountant. You've got some tips for us today. Velocity.
What's going on, Robert?
What you got for us today?
Oh, well, a lot going on. I don't know if the listeners now know what's going on with the state of Maryland, but I just want to bust their bubble and just give you all some tools to just to prevent yourself from being one of the companies or the taxpayers that Maryland say they cannot accept your return.
Oh.
Is that how they say
it? So that means
is that what happens?
If that means if they don't accept your return, they just send you a check anyway.
That means you have to actually mail it.
Can't.
We don't mail anything anymore. But now if they say that they cannot accept e-filing from those particular companies, you actually have to mail it in.
All right. Hold that thought there, Philosopher Dave. Oh, we got somebody on the line. Think she has the answer to our question. Pamela, welcome to the show. Pamela thinks she has the answer. I hear that laughing. See, she thinks she got it. Where you calling from, Pamela?
Alexandria.
All right, Pamela. Pamela, have you listened to the show before?
No, this is my first time.
Wow, we got all these new callers, new listeners. Well, I tell you what, Pamela. Pamela, let me tell you something. Now, you've missed 6 years, but it's never too late. We will bring you up to date now. We have a ball here every Friday at 10:30. We bring information. We're trying to empower our community to get off their behind and go out here and start some successful businesses. And we bring information to make it happen. We have Elena 7 keeping us healthy. We got Velocity over here making sure we keep the books right. We have a mixed bag here. So you think you have the answer to our question, right?
Yep.
All right, give it a shot. Give me a... Man, she done knocked this thing out of the park.
Bang!
Pamela, I want to thank you. The first time you call into the show, and here you're going to call in here and got the Nerf ball question. Bless your heart. Congratulations. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to give your information to the engineer, Alonzo over there. He's going to take good care of you. And I'm going to mail you a copy of my book, Played in Full, The Marketing Exploitation of Black America. It's going to talk about all these players out here that just got their hands in our pocketbooks. And so give him information. I want you to keep listening and tell somebody else, okay?
I will. I'm finding it very enjoyable. Thank you all for the information.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Pamela knocked it out, guys. Pamela knocked it out of the park.
Did she know it, or did she say, oh, okay.
Process of elimination.
Process of elimination. I think she knew it, though.
I think Pamela had that thing already down. I think She might be related to Jackie Robinson. You never know.
Yeah.
Flossa Day, you got us nervous over here talking about Uncle Sam going to send our tax return back if we do what? What's wrong?
Well, it's not even IRS, Robert. It's actually Maryland.
The Maryland. Oh,
that's
state
why
of Maryland.
I have to speak about it today. Okay. What's happening, Maryland is no longer accepting e-file tax returns from about 50 different tax offices located in Baltimore, PG County, and also D.C.
Wow, what's up?
Because of fraud.
Ooh.
Well, suspicion of fraud, basically.
Which Ooh. Is basically like what?
Well, they're looking at the fact that people are claiming children that aren't theirs.
Uh-oh.
Okay? And there's no way to prove that the child resided with them at that time.
Uh-oh.
Also, you have individuals that are claiming businesses, but they've never operated a business.
What about the fact that you sold some T-shirts at the back of your trunk? Does that count it?
That does that can be considered a business if that's the primary initiatives of the. Or, let me rephrase this: if the owner actually saying, "Okay, I want to have a business. This is
okay.
what I'm going to do."
Gotcha.
It's
okay.
all about perception.
So the people,
but don't
you? Yeah, but don't you have to have some sort of income that proves that you have income coming from this particular business or proof?
Not initially. You don't have to have the income. Initially, you have to definitely have the expenses and the drive.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, if you just woke up today, you say you want to start a business and you just start investing. You can write that stuff off.
Wow.
However, after 3 consecutive years, if you obtain a loss, then you may need to shut down because it would be considered a hobby.
All right. So tell us about
after
this.
After 3 years. Yeah. Oh, you hear that, Robert?
Yeah. So tell
That's me. Interesting.
Yeah.
So tell us about this. What's going on in the state of Maryland here?
Okay, so the state of Maryland actually sent notices to these tax offices basically saying that too many tax returns are inconsistent from last year. And I have a motto when I'm doing individuals' taxes. Consistency is the key. If you didn't claim your nieces last year, don't try to claim them this year if they didn't reside with you.
So you can't just make up some nieces from 1 year to the next.
No, okay. And they're actually shutting it down, and they're tired because the states are losing so much money.
So my guess is if this is happening in Maryland, it's a matter of time before these same type of rules come to other states.
Definitely, Robert. The issue, what makes Maryland great is that they were one of the 4 states that implemented requirements for tax preparers.
Okay.
So you had to take the exam or have your CPA or some type of credentials, be a lawyer or some sort. Maryland is one of the 4. Only 4 other states implemented an examination process for tax preparers.
So that PTIN thing that the IRS was going to do a few years ago, it went up.
That's not even... Everybody have to do a P-10.
Okay.
But this is now the examination, basically saying that you have the knowledge to do people taxes.
Oh, okay.
So what's happening is you guys going to just stand up on this one. Liberty Tax is on the brink of this fraud.
What?
Yes.
You mean the guys on the side of the road with the Statue of Liberty hats on?
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Not Liberty Tax.
Yep. What?
30 Liberty Tax offices.
Wow.
Received those notices. And they actually have them listed with the businesses' names, addresses, and everything on Maryland's site. Like, I was so embarrassed to publicize
this
information
last week. Well, let me ask you this. How does this affect the tax, the people that were, whose taxes they did? Everybody get audited?
It affects them because if they put illegitimate businesses on their returns, the taxpayers are still personally responsible.
So when you go to a company that's under the microscope of Uncle Sam, that means those tax preparers are much more likely to be looked at?
I mean,
the taxpayers are going to be more under more scrutiny.
Exactly. Because what happens is our P-10 tracks all of the tax returns that we submitted. So it's a tracking mechanism.
Well, let me just say this, because it sounds like what you're saying, and that's why I'm always saying when you're trying to decide where you're going to put your money and what kind of services you're going to hire, whether it's tax preparation or anything, if that person is fraudulent, Uncle Sam or whatever agency is that's regulating them, they're looking through those person's books. And if your name is in there and you're doing something fishy, your name is going to pop up on that radar.
Yep.
So,
and what's the sad part about it, Robert? The taxpayer is the one that's also driving this. They come in and they're not satisfied with their tax return. And when you're a franchise, your bottom line, every customer matters.
Mm-hmm.
So they're under pressure to basically, you know, accommodate these people just so they can have enough income to maintain throughout the year.
All
so
right.
They're putting the actual tax preparers under pressure.
Oh, because they're saying, hey, I want more money back.
They want more money. Yep. And somebody did this last year. Why can't you do the same?
Okay.
So that's what the issue is.
Now, one last question. Is it customary to receive less and less every year because of the rules of IRS and the changing of stuff? Is it customary to receive maybe less and less?
No, because we actually have the cost of living increase. That's why every year they increase your standard deduction,
mm-hmm.
and they also increase the exemption amount. So every year we get an increase in the credits that we can deduct, and also the fact that the increase comes with your income. If your business has grown or your income has grown, expect a lower refund.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow, that's great. Yeah. All right, thanks for today.
So now, on to IRS. Okay, I know everybody, because my clients are calling me every day, slow down, guys, slow down. IRS implemented a system. Each process of the tax system had a different electronic filing process. So as a payroll provider, we sent it through another system, and the tax returns were sent through the modernized e-file system. Guess what? IRS called themselves knowing everything about technology, and they're combining all of the systems.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the crash come into play. Too much information going into one system.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay. What happened earlier this year.
Yes. So okay. That's what, Robert. This year, we had to manually send in all of the 941s.
Wow.
Because of the system.
Wow.
And a lot of small companies haven't been able to adjust accordingly.
Oh.
And then another thing, because of the system's crash, any one refund that was over $1,000, they didn't pay out yet. Slowly but surely, I still have about maybe 30 clients that I filed their tax return on January 19th, the first day, and they still haven't received their refunds.
Yeah, I bet they're taking off.
You know, they're calling me every day.
They had already picked out those gators and those rims and that.
So I'm like,
a new suit. A new
really?
So it's been
so
really
IRS
depressing.
Is still dealing with it, still or they've with it. Cleared it up?
Yep, and they will rather lose $1,000 than to lose $5,000 because they cannot check and balance the individual's W-2s with the tax returns that were filed.
All right, what else you got?
All right, so God. I don't know if you noticed this. If you guys go on Craigslist, go under financial services and type in pay stub. Maryland is cracking down on all the individuals that are creating pay stubs.
What?
Because they think that the individuals that are preparing the pay stubs and giving it to the taxpayers, and then the taxpayers are using those pay stubs to file fraudulent tax returns.
Oh.
Okay? So what's happening is everyday people are now getting screwed. But what I noticed, and, you know, the state of Maryland don't really have the back-end information like I do. It's not the individuals that's getting the pay stub. It's the people within the government and the different systems that are doing the fraud. The people that want the pay stub just need a little boost of income so they can get their house or so they can get their apartment. I'm not condoning it now, guys, okay? But you're not. Everybody's been penalized because of the bad apples within these government agencies. The government agencies are the ones that's stealing the people's information and doing identity theft cases and filing fraudulent tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
But now the small, lower income individuals that need a boost of income to purchase a car or a house or something like that, they're also being jammed up with this mess.
Wow.
Fraudulent
pay stubs.
Pay stubs.
And look, it goes back again, people.
Now,
that's one thing we do here on this show.
I have never heard of that before.
There are so many reasons that companies go out of business. And one of the things we try to do here on this show is show you how to do it the right way. Stop all this trying to get friend hookups, getting these shortcuts, hiring these companies.
There is no
not,
such thing.
No.
You got to do this the right way. That's why we have this high failure rate in our community.
Thank
Too
you,
many
Robert.
People trying to take these shortcuts.
Ugh. And you know I see it every day. I see it every day. I'm just to the point, well, as entrepreneurs and small business, you just have to realize there's no shortcut to success. We have to go straight. And if we don't continue to go straight, you're going to get yourself jammed up. Don't get jammed up because you're trying to boost up your refund a little bit. The money is necessary, but it's not necessary to the point you're going to risk your business.
Fly today. Tell folks how they can find out more about you. These folks need to call you. I'm telling you.
Well, guess what? I'm actually going to be an event March 4th through the 6th. Okay. Little Mo is going to be there. I'm speaking. We have 11 other amazing women entrepreneurs. So you can go and register if you're interested. It's only $97 at TianasMasterclass.com. But you can find Falasha Day. Oh. That's me. At accountingwithfalashaday.com. You can also call my office if you have any questions about this messed up stuff at 240-582-7109.
Boy, I'm telling you, boy, Falashaday, we got to get you more time because every time you come, I'm always left wanting more. So.
Are you sweating?
Yeah, everybody's out there
I'm
sweating.
I'm in like a state of shock.
I think a lot of folks out here sweating right now. I'm tell you what, philosophy, between Elena Selvin and Philosophy, I'm going to be 10 pounds lighter out of here before I leave.
Either in your stomach or your wallet.
I'm serious. All right, folks. Thanks, Philosophy Day. She's here every third Friday of the month. So that's Philosophy Day. The number is 1-800-450-7876. You have a question for any of our guests or of our hosts? I'm going to quickly talk about the place, location, location, location. I'll get to networking next week. But today we're going to talk about place. Three places you must plant your business flag. We talk about location. We talked about places like BLE Executive Suites. That's one place. That's your physical location. You must have a location that is commensurate with the type of business you're in. If you are a roofer, you don't need a big fancy office, but you need a nice truck with some nice paintings and signs on the side of it. That becomes your place because that's your distribution method. The second place you need to plant your flag is on the web. Get yourself a recognizable, short, succinct, and meaningful domain name. Also, make sure you have planted your flag in the social media space. Folks keep saying this social media thing is a fad, folks. It is not. It is not. I see Philosophy Day out there. I see Elena Seven out there. These folks are doing it the right way. If you need help with this now, that's what my service does. Go to marketingpulpit.com. My information is on the right-hand side. Let somebody help you because these are three important places. We talk about location, location, location. This is three different places. The physical location. It doesn't mean you got to run out and get yourself $1,000 a month office, but you need to present yourself to the clients that are expecting a certain level of professionalism based on the service. Okay, different professions require a different type of location or at least an appearance. We talked about the internet. Make sure you have a good internet presence that looks like you are a real business, that you are ready for prime time, that you're not some fly-by-night outfit. And the third place you want to plant your flag is in the mind of your customer. We do that with branding. Branding, folks, branding meaning what is your mission? What is your reason for being? What is your colors? What is your look? What is your culture? So these are three places I want you to think about. Think about your physical location. Think about your web presence and think about the place you're going to plant your mind in that consumer's psyche. They're all very important. You need all three of them. And that's what we talk about when we mean location, location, location. Folks, want to thank you, and thank you. Don't forget to come out on the 27th to support BLE Executive Suites in their new opening at the National Harbor. Also, don't forget our other special guest host, Mr. James Silver. He has the computer tips and on how to keep those computers up and running. So go to his website at jesilver.com. And, folks, that's going to wrap up the show for today. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing.
At the right time. Always.
And you got to do it right, folks. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
1450 WOL.